your possibilities are, and also in your awareness of how you can achieve them. So, as Alice said, let us begin at the beginning. The first principle of conscious career development is abundance. Abundance is not a concept. Abundance is not a romantic ideal of what the world can be. Abundance is the natural state of affairs in the universe. For it is a scientific fact that one day of sunshine yields enough energy to power every motor, every machine, every energy-consuming device on this planet. The energy is there. The issue is, are we able to receive it? More important than talents or abilities, more important than the prevailing conditions in the job market, is your deep sense of trust in life. And that's what abundance is. Abundance is self-acceptance, is freedom, is deep trust in your life process. Abundance doesn't mean you need to accumulate a lot of things. Abundance doesn't mean you don't take care of the details. But on its deepest level, abundance means that you feel that you are loved. And if you feel that you are loved, you will be willing to take risks. And taking risks is the first step in breaking out of your vocational inertia, because careers are produced through trial and error. Let me say that again. Careers are produced through trial and error. It's not magic. It's not that someone's going to drop the perfect job down from the sky into your lap. It's by trying, and instead of being distraught and upset at failure, understanding that so-called failure is just a learning experience. You know, when I first began doing career counseling and developing this work, I had a somewhat naive idea that our careers would develop out of joy and we'll all create our work out of joy. And it was a nice idea, but the fact of the matter is that wonderful, powerful careers have been developed out of pain, frustration, and oppression. The one thing that cannot develop passionate vocational energy is numbness. So the second step in career development is to allow your true feelings space to guide your choices in life. Very often, after I give a lecture, someone will come up to me and say, "You know, I really hear what you're saying, and I have a sense of what I want to do. I have a sense of what my passion is, but I just can't get over the hump. How can I break through this sense of inertia?" And my usual answer is, you will break through when you get angry enough. And anger here is a euphemism for the power of passion to move you beyond the threshold of inertia. So ask yourself, what do you care about deeply? What makes you indignant enough to change yourself or the world? What would you do even if you weren't being paid for it? This is your passion. But what if I don't have any passion? What if I really don't have a sense of what is motivating me in life? Is there any way I can work with the energy of feeling to begin to move into my vocational alignment? And the answer is yes. Because if you don't have passion, you do have symptoms. And I define a symptom as anything on any level that's bothering you. When you're in scarcity, which is the opposite of abundance, you hide your symptoms. You're afraid of them. You don't acknowledge them, or you try to destroy them. But when you are in abundance, you can let your symptoms in. And symptoms are the messengers of passion. For example, here's a symptom. I hate my job. Now, that's a beginning, but it doesn't tell me enough. So I work to open around the symptom. What is it exactly about your job that you hate? Is it the fluorescent lights? Is it commuting an hour and a half to work every day?